Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are pressing on and looking at the life of David, and we are in 2 Samuel chapter 24, which is the last chapter of 2 Samuel. So we've gone through 1 and 2 Samuel, basically just a cursory look at things, just sort of reading with the emphasis on paying attention to what happened with David. Now, the account of David goes on a couple more chapters, and we'll look at that, okay? But this is interesting because we've already seen in the previous chapter that it said this was the last word of David. This was the oracle of David. Well, it was the last oracle of David, though he's going to say some more things in a couple of chapters we've yet to see. But he says some things right here in this chapter. And you would think that in the last chapter of a book that is speaking a great deal about David, that it would end on a high note about David. Well, it does, but it doesn't. It does, but perhaps not in the way that we would anticipate it. And this account is very, very interesting. The whole 24th chapter entails it, so it'll take us a couple of two or three episodes to get through it. And particularly in light of the fact that I'm going to want to do a cross-reference on this. And I've mentioned this several times, that in the book of Chronicles, there it also tells about the life of David. We've looked at it a couple of times and just cross-referencing, but not a lot. And so you would do well to go read the book of Chronicles because there are little nuances that are brought out in the various accounts. And we're going to see that particularly in 1 Chronicles 21, which is the account of what happens here in 2 Samuel 24. I'll give you an example of it right here in just a moment at the very beginning. But it's important to pay attention and get the full counsel of the Word of God. And so we're going to sort of take this step by step. I mean, you can always read ahead, okay? So listen to what happens in 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 1. I'll read from the ESV right now. Again, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he incited David against them, saying, "Go number Israel and Judah." Okay? That's the first verse. Let me read it again. Again, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he incited David against them, saying, "Go number Israel and Judah." Now, I dare say that many of us know what this account's about, know what the story is, how it's going to end and everything. But I also know that many of us probably don't. And that's cool, too, because we're going to learn it, right? We're going to find out about it. So in other words, you don't know what the story is. You don't know what's happening. But just pay attention to the facts. We've been doing that all the way through, just the facts. The anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And notice the word says, again, right? Again. This wasn't the first time. Again, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. So what did the Lord do? Well, the Lord incited David. And it says that in the King James, New American Standard, ESV, Lexham, all of us, he incited David against them. And he incited David by saying, "Go and number Israel and Judah." So this sounds like a command from the Lord to David to go and number Israel and Judah. That's what it sounds like from the get-go, right? Well, let me share with you 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 1, which is the parallel account of this. Now listen to what it says here. Then Satan stood against Israel and urged David to count Israel. What? Here in 2 Samuel, you got a good bit of detail here. The Lord's angry. His anger is kindled against Israel. We're not told why in this particular instance. He incited David against them, saying, "Go and number Israel and Judah." But you go to 1 Chronicles 21, 1, it says, then Satan, the adversary, the accuser, stood against Israel and urged David to count Israel. So what's going on here? Is it the Lord that's doing this, or is it Satan that's doing this? Well, when you see the balance of the story and what occurs and the reaction and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, it becomes very, very obvious what it is. It's not obvious right now, but it's very obvious when you see it. So let me just tell you what it is, what I think is going on here, okay? Make it easier, right? And this is just what I think. I think the Lord's angry with them. His anger is kindled against Israel. And Satan is always seeking. This word, Satan, remember that in the Hebrew, means adversary, means the one that comes against. The Satan, it always has the article with it, okay? And so it's not a name per se, as it is a role in the functioning. Someone's coming against him. The Satan, the adversary, is coming against Israel. And the Satan is the one that's urging David to count Israel. The Satan is urging. And so the Lord's doing what? What do you see in Romans 1? Always got to talk about Romans 1 at least once a week, right? Yeah, God gave him over to it. God gave him over to it. So the Satan is urging David to count Israel. And the Lord is basically saying, go right ahead. Go right ahead. You want to do that? Watch what happens. Verse 2. And we're back to 2 Samuel 24. So the king said to Joab, the commander of the army who was with him, go through all the tribes of Israel from Dan to Beersheba and number the people that I may know the number of the people. So he's telling his commander, Joab, and we've seen Joab, man. Joab plays both ends against the middle, right? Joab has been his own person. He's done this. He's done that. He's a relative of David's, okay? So now David, he's still commander of the army. He's telling him, go out, count the people. Watch what Joab says, verse 3. But Joab said to the king, may the Lord your God add to the people 100 times as many as they are now, while the eyes of my lord the king still see it. But why does my lord the king delight in this? In other words, he's saying, hey, may God just add more and more people to you, man. That's great. That's wonderful. But why are you wanting to do this? And you say, well, did Joab think that there was something wrong with this? Well, let's go back to 1 Chronicles. Listen to 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 2. So David said to Joab and to the commanders of the nation, so it's Joab and the other commanders, go count Israel from Beersheba to Dan and bring me a report that I may know their number. But Joab said, may Yahweh add to the people 100 times what they are. Are they not, O my lord, the king, all of them the king's servant? Then he says this, why does my lord seek this? So it's the same thing we've seen in 2 Samuel, right? But listen to the last phrase. Why would he bring guilt to Israel? Why would he bring guilt to Israel? Joab is telling the king, he's saying, hey, may God give 100 times more than you got right now. And you know what? They're all your servants. They're all following. You've got everybody. You know, why are you seeking this? Which is where we're left in 2 Samuel. But boy, then the kicker, why would you bring guilt to Israel? He's letting the king know, and I think he's revealing the king's heart, that why are you doing this? Why will you bring this guilt? Why are you going to trust in your numbers rather than trusting in the Lord? That's a major point of this whole episode here. Why are you trusting in what you can see? Why are you trusting in your resources? Why are you trusting in your strength? Why are you trusting in your understanding rather than the Lord? And he's saying, why would you bring this guilt upon Israel? Whoa, that is profound. Our time's up. We'll see the rest of it next episode. I'll see y'all then.